In the middle of Adayin Olam, we'll read the words again of Adayin Olam, and then we'll discuss a different prat, different point. Adayin Olam, Hashem Allah, the master of the world, of the universe, Hashem Allah, who reigned b'terem kol yitzir nevra, before any form was created, le'eis nafsa b'cheftzai kora, at the time when his will created all things, azai melech shemay nikra, then he was known as the king. That's when he was proclaimed king. Va'achare, and after kechlois hakol, the end of all, livado yimlech neira, he alone, the Rebbein Yishalelim, will reign neira, the awesome one. V'hu haya, v'hu ha'ive, v'hu yeh b'sifara. It is he, haya, who was, v'hu ha'ive, and he who is, v'hu yeh, and he who shall remain, b'sifara, in his splendor. V'hu echad v'ein sheni. He is one, and there is no other, there is no second. L'ham shaloi, to compare to him, l'hachbira, or to be his equal. B'li reishus, b'li sachlis. No beginning, no end. And the power is his, and the misra, the dominion, the excuse me, the misra, the sra, the dominion. He is my God, my living goyali redeemer. We discussed this last time. A key theme of Adoin Olam is a personal connection. Adoin, the lashon of Adoin, which we came from, the first person to call the Rebbein Shalom the name of Adoin was Avram Avinu, and there were Shimon Schwab explaining from Hirsch as well. Vuhu keli. The point is that personal connection, like if Shimon Schwab said Mayana Shal Teira, that the reason that the concept of Adoin, of a master, means a direct connection. A melech, it doesn't know all his constituents, while a master knows all his slaves. So we want that direct connection of the Adoin, the master. V'hu keli, and he's my God. V'tzur chevli, and he's a rock to the Eis Tzara. And then the time of distress, I can lean on the Rebbein Shalom. Rebbein Shalom is there for me. V'hu nisi. These words we're going to get back to, so we're not going to explain it now. We're just going to touch it and we're going to get back to it. V'hu nisi, and he is nisi, my miracle or my banner. U'manoisli, and he's a refuge for me. Minas kaisi, the portion of my cup. B'yayim ekra, on the day that I call. Again, we're going to discuss nisi, u'manoisli, minas kaisi. What is a cup? The portion of my cup. We say it in numerous... We say it in Mizmor David, we say it in the Ma'ashav Hashem in Halal, we say this cup, Kais Yeshua, is Esa, Kais Yerivaya. What is this cup that we're referring to? B'yada yavkid ruchi, b'eis yishan v'ayra, into his hand, I entrust, I give a pikadon, my spirit, b'eis yishan v'ayra, when I go to sleep and I awaken, v'im ruchi giviyasi, with my ruach, my gviyasi, my body shall remain. Hashem li, Hashem is with me. V'lo yira, I don't fear. Tight words of Adayin Olam. Hashem malach, who reigned b'terem kol yitzir nivra, before anything was created. We discussed already what is the yisayid of a melech versus a moishel. Is a melech as a king and a moishel as a king? A moishel maybe could be translated as a ruler, but what's the difference between a melech and a moishel? So, a melech, we explained, was where the king's constituents, the people who are under the king, accept him willingly. That's a melech. And a moishel is where you force a person. You have communism. You have a king who, I'm the king, and I don't care if you like what I have to say, if you want to listen to me, but you're going to listen to me because I'm the king. That's a moishel. So Moshel is against the people's will, and Melech is with the people's will. So, a few things about Adayin Olam before we get back to that. Who wrote Adayin Olam? Who wrote it? A lot of the things, like we said, is we started with Matoivu. Matoivu comes from Bilam, said that, and then we had Vanibur Chazdecha, different psukim in Tehillim, various psukim in Tehillim. Adayin Olam did not come from Tehillim. Who wrote Adayin Olam? So it's brought down in the Makor HaTfilas. We're not certain. It hasn't been confirmed who was actually the Mechaber. He says, but it's one of two, he says. V'yesh aymerim Shev Shlaima ibn Gviro, that it was Rav Shlaima ibn Gviro, and he brings from the Sefer Likutei Ma'arich Kosav Sherov Shem Sefer Hatchia Shehechria Beria Sheberayis, that he has Rayis Shabiyechin and Zakir taken the Sechadin Elam. So this was Misakin a long, long time ago. Now, it's brought down in the Shlo, very interesting, about Adon Elam. It says, Bitzaz Mekoymis, Noyegin Lema Hashirim Shal Adon Elam, V'yigdal, U'mazik Yeraisim L'shirim Mishubachim. There are Bitzaz Mekoymis that say these Piyutim. U'mutzasi Kosov, and I found it written, Kol Mi Shemechavin, Ba'es Hatzcholas Adon Elam, whoever has Kavono, when he begins to say Adon Olam, Kosev Rav Yehuda Achosid, Rav Hai Goyin, Rav Shriva Goyin, they say, Arev Ani Bidovar, Shet Filosoi Nishmas, Ve'ein Tzat Mekatrik Al Filosoi. These are big people. They say that they take responsibility. They're an Arev. They say is that if you have Kavana when you're saying this Tfilah, he says, actually, the beginning of the tefillah, I don't know, and maybe they don't expect you to do the whole tefillah. He says, "Kol min mechaven be'es hatzcholas adon olam." Of the words, "Adon olam asher malach b'terem kol yitzir nivra," he says, "You're good. Your day is good. The satan cannot come in, and he's not going to get you because once you do this, you're ready. You set your day right, and you're good to go for the day." So they say, and he says, "Right." The Einlai Satan Upega Rabbi Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur Mitzvilasei V'Oiv Avnai From Ulfanov. Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, you come over, you say Adon Olam, this helps. And he says all your enemies are going to fall in front of you. V'yesh Aymerim, and there are those that add on to this even. Af Yetzahar Mashal Moisei. The Yetzahar is going to want to turn, he's going to change sides of Yetzahar, he's going to be on your side, he's going to make peace with you. He's not going to trick you into doing Averis. You get, you say this tefillah properly, you're good to go. And a person follows in the ways of Hashem, even his enemies will end up making peace with him. Everyone's going to follow in line with him. Very interesting. Now, let's learn a little about the Molach. Adon Olam Hashem Molach. It says in the Mekor HaTfilas, Adon Olam Hishir V'Shevach V'Kibul Amalchus Shemayim L'Hoidos Ki Hu Melech Malchei HaMelachim. The Ribbono Shel Olam is the King of all kings, V'Koil Yochol, and he's able to do anything and everything. V'Hu Hayah V'Hoyve V'Yeh, he is, he was, and will be. Ki Kach Roi L'chol ha'mavakish tzorcha l'vtoyach metchila b'hal v'shevach ha'doish l'nishib yodin ma'as m'shal isim. It makes sense. You're going to go, who are you going to ask? You have bakoshes. There are things that we all need. Who are you going to go ask? You're going to go ask your friend who can maybe fulfill some of them, maybe can't. And who are you going to go ask? The Melech Malchem Lochem. He's the King of all kings. He's the Kol Yochol Ben Shalom. He says, it makes sense. You're going to go to him. You're going to praise him. And he's the one that you're going to ask to fulfill your needs, your wishes. Asher molach b'terem kol yitzir nivra. Av al pi she'ei melech b'lo am. How could it be? We explained what a melech is. A melech is where you have the constituents, they accept the reign, the kingdom. They accept the melech as king. So we said over here, Asher molach, the Ribbono Shel Olam was a melech b'terem kol yitzir nivra, before everything was created. How could it be the melech? He could be the Moshe, he could be a ruler, or whatever, there was nothing here, whatever, he could be, you can call him a din of a ruler. But who's agreeing? Who's saying, okay, I'm willing to go and be a constituent of this king? So he says, you can't have a father without a son. He says, He says is the Rebbeinu Shalom, we said that the next words after Hashem at the time when his will, when the Rebbeinu Shalom wanted to create all things, that's when he was proclaimed as the king. He says this, the Rebbeinu Shalom is who Hoya Hoyve V'yiv. There's no time by the Rebbeinu Shalom. There's no concept of time. He's here, he was here, he will be here. There's no real time. We have this concept of time, and we have all these questions. The famous, a Hashkafa question of Bechir, right? How do I have Bechir? The Rebbeinu Shalom knows what I'm gonna do, right? So a person is gonna, the Rebbeinu Shalom knows the future. So if he knows the future, then I'm gonna do an Aveira, so I can say, it's not fair. The Rebbeinu Shalom didn't give me Bechir, he didn't give me a choice. He knew that I was going to do that Aveira. Aveira, because if you ask the Rebbeinu Shalom right now, he's going to say tomorrow, I'm going to do an Aveira. So, where's my Bechira? So, there are many different answers on this. I mean, the one answer is explained, I think, pretty well, that, give you an example. If someone steps up to the plate, and he's playing baseball, and he steps up to the plate. And the guy swings and he misses, strike three. Okay. The next day, people are watching a review. They're looking on the news, and they see, look at this guy, he struck out. When that guy was swinging, do you think he didn't have a choice to swing? Of course he did. You're just seeing the replay now, so you're seeing what happened then. But it's not true that he didn't have a choice. The Rebbeinu Shalom could see already the replay. He already knows what you're going to do. Does that mean you don't have a choice? No, you still have a choice. You have a choice. He knows what you're going to choose. But it's not true that you don't have a choice. A little bit of a concept you have to think about. But he says that the Rebbeinu Shalom is here. He always will be. The Rebbeinu Shalom is a molach. He's a king. Because once at one point in time he's going to be a king, he's a king, because time doesn't matter. You can't say, well, before he created anything, then he wasn't a king. It says over here, Azai Melach Shemay Nikra, after he created, that's when he'll be called with the name Melach. Until then, he can't be called with the name Melach. But he's inherently a Melach, because time doesn't exist by the Rebbeinu Shalom. These are a little bit of lofty concepts, but just for us to try to a little bit get in our minds and our mindset of the greatness of the Rebbeinu Shalom, how we have no shaychus to the Rebbeinu Shalom. We have to get onto that level a little bit. I once had a person who, Nebuch, was a little bit confused about life in general, confused individual. And he just kept on asking me questions. Why did God do that? And then I made a mistake. He was at me, and I made a mistake, and I invited over someone else who never had a sick child. They're such nice people. Why did Hashem do that? And he asked me questions. Anything that he saw that he perceived as negative, he wanted to know why. So the best, I'm not in Kiruv. But the best answer I can come up with, I wasn't trained in what the right things to say are to people, Sometimes some things are better said and some things are better not said. I try explaining to him, I said, let me ask you a question. I said, can you create this world? He said, no. I said, okay. We have a concept, you have it. Someone is someone's maker. You have Pinocchio. Well, it's Alfa Abdullah's. Right, he has his, whatever his name is, Geppetto. He made Pinocchio. Does it make sense that Pinocchio has to understand and know as much as his master? As his creator? No. His creator created him. He created him with a certain amount of ideas, a certain amount of capabilities. Pinocchio was only able to do so many things. He wasn't necessarily able to do everything. He wasn't able to fly, not that the Geppetto was able to fly. Whatever it is, I don't know that Geppetto put in him everything that he was able to do. So it's not necessarily a question. I said, you can't argue really if you think about it, and you're a thinking person. Someone created this world. Something created where did the world come from? Where did everything come from? Just came from nowhere? I mean, even the guy and the people, like, you start thinking about it, you're like, 1 second, you know, the great thinkers, you know, of the previous generations, they realized there's a God. Some of them thought he's just not directly involved anymore. They had different reasons, or they don't have to follow him for whatever reason, but the fact that there was ever a creator of this world makes sense. I said, okay, so if you can accept that, why do you think you should understand? You're coming up with this, and you're coming to me and saying, why? Why did God make that kid sick? Why did God do this, and why did that person have that sorrow? Why? I don't know the answer, okay? But why do you think you need to know the answer? Why do you think you make... We can't understand this. Are you able to create this world? No. I have no shaykhus. My such limited capacity of what I can accomplish. People have this thing. They have to think, I need to understand. Why is this happening? But it's just a wrong hashkofa. I don't have to understand why. It's not possible per se for me to understand why. I'm way below. There's a God who created the entire world. I can't create a city. Forget about the entire world. So why do I think that I'm going to have the intelligence and the understanding and know the whole picture to make such a determination of why? Interesting, you know, interesting concept. I don't know if it worked for this person. Like I said, an IQ person. I don't know that he turned on the right path after that. But, you know, he kept on arguing, but why? I'm like, because you don't have to understand. Not, but why? There's a famous mice from the Chofetz Chaim. They say when the Chofetz Chaim was a small child, there were a few kids sitting around. And they were these, you know, little kids. And one kid says, you know, they wanted to all discuss, if I were God, what would I do? What would I do if I were God? One kid said, if I were God, my neighbor, he can't walk, he has a broken leg, whatever it is, he's forever maimed in some way, I would make him healed. The next kid says, oh, if I were God, you know what I would do? I know there's 6 poor people on my block, they can barely afford to have food on the table, I would make them all wealthy people. And they went around, it comes time to the Chafetz Chaim. He stops, he says, if I were God, I would do exactly what he's doing. Wouldn't change a thing. Because if I were God, I'd understand why he's doing what he's doing. Deep. I would understand. We're sitting here like, we understand, we see something that's bad, but we don't see the whole picture. God sees the whole picture. You have to believe that the Rebbeinu Shel Olam knows what he's doing, he's making cheshbonos, and they're good for us. It's hard for us to see sometimes, it's very easy for us to see, and we're thankful for that, and we daven that we should be able to see these things, but there are times that we don't. And that does not a question. It doesn't mean therefore something bad. A little bit further here. Asher Moach, he says, is oisiyas tsar michol. It is from the oisiyas to say, Asher Moach, Aleph Shin Reish Mem Lamed Chaf. Is that if you move around the letters a little bit, you come up with the same letters as Tsar Michol. Shehu, Moilach Kol Atfilas, Umakriv Mehem Karbonis LaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's the one who brings up all the tefillahs, and he makrev karbanos to the burnish HaKadosh Baruch Hu sort of with these tefillahs. Sar Michal. So in Shemayim is a concept. Every nation of the world has a sar that represents them in Shemayim. It says in Daniel, I happen to be learning Sunday morning Sefer Daniel, and it says in Kapitel Yud, Pasuk Yud Gimel, V'sar malchus poras oimid l'neg di esim ve'echad yoyim b'inei michoel achad hasar ha'rishoyinim bolo azreni. He came to help me. This is Daniel talking. V'ani nesar tisham etzim malchay poras. So what does this mean? Rashi says, he's hasar ha'rishoyinim michoel k'loyma ha'chashuvim rishoyinim b'nechnosim. Mitzvah David explained that Echad min hasarim ha'gedolim avashem mishrasi mar, and Baal Ezrin, he came to help me. Mul sar malchus paras. He went to fight against the sar of malchi paras to leave me alone so I shouldn't have to deal with it. The Ramban says, in Sefer Vayikra, he says in Kapitel Yud Ches Pasuk Chof Ches, he discusses and says, you should know that the sar Michal is not a Sar like every other Sar. Every other nation of the world is given a Sar who, on a large level, controls them. They're like the real Sar. He says Michal is not like that. Michal is an advocate for Klal Yisrael, but you know who the Sar of Klal Yisrael is? The Bnei Yisrael. That's it. See, even though we're saying over here, he says it's a remez, that Asher Malach is the letters of Sar Michal, but you should realize that when even when we're saying it, the Sar Michal helps us. And he's going to bring up our tefillahs. But we have still a direct connection to the Bnei Yisrael. Like we explained already. Adonai Elam Aku Keli! He's my God! Yeah, we need help sometimes. A person davens himself, the Sar Michal brings it up to Shemayim, people go to Tzadikim, they go to Kivrei Avos, and there's other ways that we can help us to get to the Bnei Yisrael, but we have that personal connection. Something that we must always remember, that we have that personal connection. Tezen of Shamshon Lefel Hirsch. Molach, Efshe Latar La'asmoy, Shehakodesh Baruch Hu Melech Molei Hoiz Ve'oish HaMalchus. Afilu B'li Ha'imtzoyis Ha'mtziusoy She'olam. Without, you know, it's not like, oh, because the Rebbeinu Shalom created this world, that's his greatness. That demonstrates his greatness, that is his greatness, no. Shehu Moishavoy, Briyas Eilam Ha'eni Ma'asif El Mahusay. The creation of the world does not add to the Rebbeinu Shalom's Malchus. Doesn't make the Rebbeinu Shalom any greater. This is so insignificant to the Rebbeinu Shalom. This entire world that we're in, and everything that we do, compared to the Rebbeinu Shalom, it doesn't sound like, oh, we should think, oh, I'm doing a mitzvah, I'm doing something for God. No, it's, you know, the Rebbeinu Shalom created the world in a way that he gives us the opportunities so we can get tzchusim. But the Rebbeinu Shalom doesn't need it one iota. Ve'gam kichloisa korela, shebara lo yigra mu'uma mimahusa. And even after the world is no longer here, that's what he's saying, it says, Hashem Ba'av Tanukhoisa before, and after everything is not here anymore, live out there in Lechner. It doesn't matter, it doesn't take away from the Bnei Yisrael. Rak ha-yitzurim, ba-shenivu zoichem b'mtziyosem zu ba-kara ba-erim ba-deinim ba-aratzasoy. It's only his people, that, the things that he created, they get the opportunity, they're zoicha, we, whom the Bnei Yisrael created, we are zoicha to have a connection on some level to the Bnei Yisrael. But you shouldn't think for one second that the Bnei Yisrael needs us, that we're here and we're accomplishing for the Bnei Yisrael. If I care, it's a schus for us. It's a tremendous chus for us. It says in the Kadmonim over here, it says like this. La'eis nafsa b'cheftze kol. K'shenase akol yofa b'ite b'sonei ozenikish m'melach b'fnei b'nei odom u'kenal. Like we explained, Azai Nikra Shemoi Melech, when is he called the Melech? After the world was created. Nasu Tikin Shemoi Melech Alzeb. Achai Gechoy Sakol. And after everything is gone. Achai Shiyasa Kol Ketan Rabriya. After everything is back to before the Briya, Aziyah Melech Levad. Rebbein Shalom once again rule again. Vehu Haya. Boleima Shashem is Baruch Haya Hoy Veviyah. Haya, Hoy Veviyah. He was, he is, will be. Och, in Loshen Zeshay, Rakel Klapenu. It's only a Loshen for us. Al Eitzah Kadosh Baruch Hu, who lamayla min azman. He's above all this man. This whole Hu, Haya, Hoy Veviyah is only for us to understand. The Rishon, there's no zman. For us, that's like Kfar Haya. And the future is already as if it was, as if it happened already. And these are a little bit of lofty concepts for us to understand, but just for us to think a little bit about what we're saying and who we're speaking to. And we're speaking to the Melech Malchim Lachem HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's incredible. We're so far removed. You go to a king, your person could be scared if he's gonna get to meet the President of the United States, or you go to some king in some country where the king is a real ruler, you'd be petrified, you know. Yeah, you want to Melech Malchim Lachem. He no sheikhs to any of this human stuff. He can do whatever he wants. He's a kol yachol, and we have no connection in terms of how we can understand. We have to work on it, of trying to realize. There's two different types of year. First, the year is Hashem. Two different types. What are the 2 years of Hashem? This year is Oynish. A person can be scared of getting punished. He believes that if he's gonna do a very, he's gonna get punished, so he's scared of that. And then there's the year of Remus. You have year and not fear as much as awe. Here it could be either fear or awe. When it says you have to love and you have to fear your father and mother. You have to fear them. You have to be scared. When you see your parents, you have to fear them. You have to be scared of them. You have to be in awe of them. Yeah, Yiras Hashem means that I'm all of the greatness, the greatness of the Rebbeinu Shalom. He's so far above that you're just in tremendous awe. You think, you start to think about these things, it's like, wow. I mean, the Rebbeinu Shalom, and you just want to try to do whatever you can to bring out His greatness. That's what our purpose is. It says in the Oy of Yisrael, he says, and it says, Adonai Elam Hashem Elah Paterim Kol Yitzir Nevar. Those words represent the shame of Adnas. Adon, like, would make sense. It says, Believe Eishis, Believe Sachlis, V'loy Oiz V'ham Yisra. Those words in the middle refers to the shame Elikim. Because they were talking about the power, the might of the Rebbeinu Shalom, the din of the Rebbeinu Shalom, Believe Eishis, V'loy Oiz V'ham Yisra. That's talking about Elikim, the shame Elikim, which is not Chesed, but rather it's of din. He says, and then when it says, "V'hu hoya v'hoya v'yia v'yia b'sefara," that's Yudke Vovke, the shame of Avaya. He says, when you say Adon Olam, on top of everything else that we're talking about, you're also getting a connection to the three shemes preparing us for davening. And when we're davening, we should be thinking of these three different shemes of the Rebbeinu Shalom. Number one, the master part, which we discussed at length. Number two, the shame Elikim, which is a midah of judgment, of all empowering and mightiness of the Rebbeinu Shalom. And then you have the Havaya of Lashon of the midah of Chesed, and the Rebbeinu Shalom who is, always, and will be. It says in the Yeruchim, it says, what does it mean? Va'achare kechloisaka. And after everything is gone, what does that mean? After everything is gone. After everything is gone, the Rebbeinu Shalom is going to be alone. What does it mean? What does that mean? He says, Achare kechloisaka doesn't mean in the end. It means after everything is complete. Achare kechloisaka, the world is complete and everything is in this world. And there are tzaddikim in this world and there's everything in this world. Still, levada yimlechner. The Rebbeinu Shalom rules alone. The Rebbeinu Shalom doesn't need us. Like the same point we keep saying, the Rebbeinu Shalom doesn't need us. He still doesn't need us, and he rules alone. It's basically Zanfeld. He says, "Merdei Yipshat." The Gemara in Brachas Jinalov says, "When we say Oysa Shalom Uvarei Asakar," he says, "What does it mean Oysa Shalom Uvarei Asakar?" Rebbeinu Shalom creates his Shalom. He completed everything Uvarei Asakar. He says, and says in Yeshaya, the Rebbeinu Shalom makes peace and he created Ra. Rebbeinu Shalom created Ra in this world. He said, when we say Baruch Adash Alam Yetzer Baruch Hashem, Shalom Uvari Es Hakoil. He said, Uvari Es Hakoil means Uvari Es Ra. We don't want to use in Tefillah a Lashon of Ra. So therefore we say, Oysa Shalom Uvari Es Hakoil. Uvari Ra. So he says, when we say over here, "Va'acharei kichlois hakoil," what's hakoil? After the Rebbeinu Shalom created the coil, ra, livadei mechner. The Rebbeinu Shalom still, no matter what, everything that, in other words, you could think is that there's ra in the world and people that Rebbeinu Shalom wouldn't want that and takes away from the Rebbeinu Shalom, even the ra in this world. People do avarice and the terrible things that's happening. The Rebbeinu Shalom is Hu hoya hoya v'yia. He is levada yimleich neira at all times. He is the master of this world, and he doesn't need any.